It was cold enough, I'd taken to wearing long underwear and socks just to drive the 89 Winnebago on long road trips. I just assumed when I fixed the heater core and reassembled the dashboard, perhaps the 10 screws left over had something to do with the rush of cold air flooding into the driver's side floorboard. It was miserable driving like this. Frozen toes, frozen knees, but hey, the engine was running, the camper was getting us from point A to point B. Don't question it, man up and motor on. 800 frigid miles later, I finally decided to investigate further during a stop on our way to Duncan, Oklahoma for Christmas. And what to my wondering eyes should appear? An antiquated vent, wide open, pouring freezing air directly onto my feet and legs. One tap of the lever, and the vent was fully closed, allowing for pure comfort with the remaining 150 miles to our destination. I am a complete moron. For hundreds of miles, I nearly frostbit my toes. Rather than investigate further, I just assumed the cold air was a product of my mechanic incompetence. Instead, it was my simple incompetence as a human being, because all I truly needed to do was close a small vent to ride in comfort during cold weather. I started telling this story to my brother-in-law, Gene, before leaving his place on Monday. I said, "All right, Gene, so I've been wearing long underwear and wool socks just to drive this thing." And he went ahead and just finished the story. "Because you left the vent wide open?" Yeah, he got a good chuckle out of it. It's at this point I should admit as well, I finally discovered the vent while giving the camper a look over after backing the RV into a flagpole at the Come and Go in Claremore, Oklahoma, in front of dozens of other holiday travelers. Will Rogers, Garth Brooks, they've both left their mark on Claremore. And now, I guess the same can be said of me.